I've got two older brothers, you see. They have heaps of friends. I promised them it'd be 50-50 boys and girls, which it won't be. But if you're there, it'll be, 70-40. You'll be ever so popular. Oh, and I've invited the hunk from accounts. I know for a fact he fancies me. Sometimes you just have to chase them till they catch you, don't you think?
I came, I went, I...
Have you got it?
Yes. You better sit down. There's letters and all sorts in here. Amira Siddiqui. Dear Madam, I am indeed very thankful to you for your kind and sympathetic attitude towards me. Yours sincerely, Miss Amira Siddiqui. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, stop it. You'll have me welling up too. Well, there's loads more here. But I'll have to put it in the post to St. Catherine's House in London and you can pick it up from there. And they will give you counselling.
Hello, mister. That's a nice hat. Don't see many gentlemen down this way. Think I can guess why you're here. 5 shillings buys you the best night of your life.
I can't.
Go on. You've got 5 bob. 10 buys you special extras.
No, please. I can't do what you want.
Bye, mister. Same time next week, eh?
It is of gloomy aspect, a twisting pathway, and it is damp and shadowy. It was a great favourite of my mother's. I used to walk with her here often. She died when I was 13.
How hard for you?
Yes, and increasingly so. I have no sister, and though Henry is here a great deal, it is impossible not to feel solitary. A mother would have been always present and a constant friend. And under the altar in Bridget's cell, the whispering spring came through. I would go out there, as I used to go, when the tide was low. I'd go there now, as we did back then, and wish for you, as you wished for me long ago, and the wishes would both come true.